wonderful Good Morning Audio Boo. This is Matt from Living Audio, and we're just about to start recording Stalking the Shadows by author BJ Edwards. And I believe the narrator has just arrived in his car. So let's go and say hello to him. Mr. Diver.
All right, will do.
He's just on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right, I better go. Okay, bye.
Hello.
Hello, Justin. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Oh, very smart. You come in a tie.
Oh, I haven't. I've got a scarf.
It looked like a tie. See, that's what happens when you're visually impaired. We're actually recording at the moment. We're on Audio Boo.
Okay.
And we're just, because we're going to be doing a sort of audio blog of everything that's happening.
Okay.
So welcome to the studio location. We'll undisclose it so that it's, secret. Don't want people turning up and gate crashing the party.
So, have to lock up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Grab the book out of the car.
Sure, yeah. Well, if I show you, let me show you the studio, and then you can get, sort of fetch whatever you need to fetch.
I've got the book now, yeah.
Oh, you have that, okay. Okay. Excuse the rubbish in the garden. We're actually having a burn-off, but it's been so wet, we haven't been able to...
Yeah.
We had a lot of furniture, new furniture, and we haven't actually burnt it all off yet. All the boxes and things. So this is the studio.
Yep.
And this is your cubby hole in here.
Ready, hey?
Which is nice and toasty now.
I was going to say, you've got a blazing...
We have a blazing heater on.
Heater on.
So you have a table.
Excellent.
And then what we have is over... Oh.
Putting stuff down there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now we have a reading stand here.
Oh, that's perfect.
All right. And there is angle poise if sometimes people prefer to read under that than these.
Okay.
But it really depends on, how you want to do it, but you can try it either
way. We'll see how I
go. Okay. So this microphone here, the idea is that you sit yourself down.
Yeah.
You're a bit tightened in. The reason I've put you here is because I don't want you rolling backwards off the mic.
Okay.
Because that can often happen, and then we end up with, as the recording progresses and you get more relaxed, you gradually tilt back and keep moving away from the microphone.
Okay.
So we're trying to avoid that now. I'm just going to, I'll have to adjust all the heights when you're sitting in it.
Sure.
But essentially, this microphone will kind of be here, like that.
Okay.
So you'll be reading, I've done it so that it's hanging from above so it won't interfere with your line of sight.
Okay.
And then essentially you just read away. And this microphone here is picking up nice and clearly.
Brilliant.
So that's the idea. We're using this is an Orpheus microphone, and it's by Sontronics.
I got all the tweets yesterday.
Ah, yes, you would have done. Well, they're quite pleased that we're using their product.
Absolutely.
So they're, which is nice, and so they should be. So yeah, it's a new microphone, because we've in the last audiobook that we did, we used an Octava.
Okay.
And I decided that the problem with the Octava is that it's as you imagine, sort of the capsule in the microphone, it has like a cone that comes out from the, and it's like the pickup area.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Octava, it's very, very narrow. So you only have to turn your head a tiny bit and you're off. And as soon as you come off access or off mic, the tone changes.
Yeah.
And it wrecks it, because you can't, you don't really realise it until you go and listen to the edit, and you're doing the editing, and you're sort of, oh no, halfway through that chapter, he's completely drifted.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can really do about that, because it just changes the whole tonal quality of the recording. So,
if this mic has got a wider...
It has a wider cone, so what I discovered when I was testing it was that, as long as it's sort of positioned here-ish, you can kind of turn slightly. You don't want to be doing this. If you do this, because it's a loud part,
yeah,
you can sort of turn away, and that's fine. And you can drift your head up and down slightly, because the pickup is sort of rounder.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you drop your head too far down, it loses it. And if you go too far up, it loses it. So you've got, but you have got more,
sure,
than you would have had with the other mic.
As we're recording, are you listening to the sound that is being recorded?
Yes, and so are you.
Okay.
Brilliant. So you'll hear it as well. Your cans are down here.
Okay, so if there's any fading, it'll become clear and we can just redo that.
Absolutely, yes, that's right. I mean, you know, sometimes it isn't obvious, but that's why I wanted a microphone that was a little bit more trustworthy. Okay. Because you know, you kind of get into the story and you sort of gradually just fall into the world, and that's the idea. If it's having that effect on me, then it'll be having that effect on the listeners as well. Yeah. If I'm really not feeling it, then I'll be just concentrating on actually doing the work. Yes. so that's the that's sort of the ultimate test of whether it's good or not.
Yep, no worries.
So you want to be avoiding, obviously. I should explain, this is your first narration, isn't it?
This is my first narration. It's not the first bit of voice work I've done, but it's the first in this setting,
right,
in a proper studio,
mm-hmm,
and doing an audiobook.
Right,
so
okay.
There are a few firsts for me.
Right, okay. So one of the things that you'll want to do is avoid caffeine. Unfortunately, but it doesn't do very good things for your vocal cords. So we've got plenty of iced water for you, or chilled
Wonderful.
Water. And you can also drink herbal tea. So I don't know if you drink herbal tea, but if you do,
Depending
we can get
on
you some.
Flavors, we can work on that. Yeah,
yeah, we can get you some herbal tea. And we have a kettle that we can bring over here as well, so you've got everything you
Excellent.
Need. You can say, I just want a break, make another cup of tea. That's absolutely fine. We sort that out as we go.
Excellent. Wonderful.
But we'll start with the water.
Yeah.
And then we go from there. And you might want to just do some sort of little warm-ups as well. Just say, get all your tongue working. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Singing with the radio.
Yeah, that's handy. That's all good stuff.
it's always best to do that in the car.
So if you want to,
singing voice is not the best.
Do you want to hop into the chair a second and we'll just see if you're comfy?
Just lose the big overcoat. I'll dump it on the table for now.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll actually pop this heater off now. So I'll leave it in here. So it's under there if you want back on, because it can cool down, this room. It's sort of airtight, but you can get quite chilly. So you know, if you want to just turn the heating on, then absolutely fine. Right, okay, so I'm going to have to just sort of work out where your positioning is. So that's fine. That's lovely. So if you turn directly flat, face
and
onto
straight
it.
Straight onto the
lovely.
Reading.
I'll move this back a tad, just so you've got a bit more room.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay, is that a good reading distance for you?
Until I get the fact I need to put the book.
Yeah, have you got individual sheets?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can probably stack up about 20 pages, 30 pages on it at once, and then just gradually, and what I
well,
thought
I've
was you can...
Basically, I've got the whole book here in chapter.
Oh, I see, you can do it by chapters, yeah.
I've got, yeah.
Right,
exactly
okay.
That. So...
Do we know how many pages we're on? How many pages is this manuscript, do we know?
Yes, the pages are numbered.
Ah, so where do we go up to? And is it all double line spaced?
Yes.
Right, okay, so we take that into consideration.
Either double or one and a half. I think it's double. And it's slightly bigger font so that it's easier for me
to read. Yeah, so this isn't the true number of pages in the book, but it's
exactly,
the, yeah.
But this is, the last chapter starts, oh no, that's the glossary starts on page 556.
Right, now is the glossary critical? Like, do we need to record the glossary as well? And do we need to record, will it go at the start of the book or the end of the book?
Well, it's at the end of the book in the printed version.
Yes, but would one refer to that? Like, do you see what I mean? Would you refer to the glossary as you read, or would you...
I think the glossary is just at the very end.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Is it a long glossary?
There's about 15 different animals mentioned.
Okay. I think we'll record the glossary at the start,
right,
in that case, because then they're sort of pre-armed with the knowledge.
That's fine. There's Androsarcus, Indrocotherium, Panthera leo, Coleodont. There's a dozen or 15... animals from that sort of Paleolithic era,
mm-hmm,
that have basically been mentioned with a little history of what they are.
Right. Yeah, we'll do that at the start then. I mean, it doesn't really matter where we record it. We can record it out of sequence. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can just read as it is. But it might actually help me if I hear that first, because I'll know what's coming up. So I'm trying to hear it as a listener will hear it. So if it starts with the little glossary, that's how I think it would go anyway.
I mean, the glossary does state at the beginning, it says, now follows a glossary of some of the animals I have alluded to throughout the book. So depending on where you're going to put this in the audiobook, you might want to record two versions of that sentence saying, I have alluded to, or that I allude to, so that you can put it before or after.
Yes, yes, that's a good idea.
So we'll do two versions.
Yeah, that's absolutely spot on. Oh, I can tell we're going to have fun working together. You're thinking exactly right. Right, okay, so let's...
I'll need this the stand a little closer for when I'm reading, because it's a little bit small for this.
How's that?
That'll do.
Yeah, is that all right? It's not going to be too uncomfortable for you?
No, that'll be fine.
Right, okay. Now, so I'm going to wheel this into place. Now, that's probably a bit low for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm rather tall. I'm 6'5".
Yeah, no, that's fine. Let's bring that up. I thought you might be
I'm
from your voice.
Taller than your average bear.
Okay. Yeah.
Effectively,
okay.
The microphone is now right. Basically,
it should be
level with the bridge of my nose.
Yes, that's right. So that's about what we want.
Yeah.
Right, try those.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go in the other room and so we can test out cans and make sure you're hearing me and everything.
Okay.
Right, just in the control room now. Justin's in the live room. Okay, Justin, can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Lovely. Oh, it's sounding really good as well. Can you hear yourself?
I can.
Right. Now, I'm just going to play a little bit of audio from another book I recorded, just so we can see if that's loud enough for you or if you want it quieter.
All right.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. Chapter 2. There was a moment of absolute quiet. Then pandemonium erupted. The smashing of glass, the scraping of chairs as people scramble to rise, shrieks losing all sense of play, and underlying the mayhem, the steady flap, flap, flap of waves on the jetty.
How's that for you?
That's okay. It might be a little bit loud.
Okay, that's fine. I can bring that down a tad, because I gave you deliberately a section that had some loud voice in it. Okay, let me try that again.
The lock was no longer backdrop to the benign summer's day. Annie couldn't drag her eyes from the water's surface, knowing that under the silver glint of the waves were fathoms of cold, heavy darkness. I think that's better. And somewhere up there.
Yep, okay. Good, okay, that sounds fine then. So I'm just going to do a quick test recording of you. So if you just want to read, like, the start of the glossary or something, just to get a little test. All right, so whenever you are ready. Oh, no, maybe not. Hold on a second. 2 seconds. Okay, here we go.
Glossary. Now follows a glossary of some of the animals I have alluded to throughout the book, especially in chapter 54. Andrewsarchus, a heavily built, wolf-like carnivore, was the largest creodont. It lived during the early Eocene epoch and measured 13 feet in length. Indricotherium, one of the largest 26 feet in length and 18 feet tall. This ungulate lived during the Oligocene to the early Miocene.
Lovely. Let's just try and have a listen back to that.
Glossary. Now follows a glossary of some of the animals I have alluded to throughout the book, especially in chapter 54. Andrewsarchus, a heavily built, wolf-like carnivore, was the largest creodont. It lived during the early Eocene epoch and measured 13 feet in length. Indricotherium, one of the largest land mammals, a hornless rhinoceros that measured 26 feet in length and 18 feet tall.
Okay, did you hear that playback? You probably only heard it out of one ear, though. Yeah, no, that's fine, because basically when we record properly, we'll be recording in mono, but that was actually in stereo for now. So I'll change it in a minute. That's sounding great. When you say the word foot, just watch out, because you sort of got foot. So we sort of want, 20 foot long. So make it a bit fatter and rounder sound. That's fine. No, that sounded good. How's that feel for you? Comfortable? Good. 2 seconds. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's still quite a little bit small for where I am.
It's a little bit small for you. Yeah, right. I don't know. Okay, well, I have another option. Because we can, we don't have to use that. That was just what I had there for now. We can also use this. Yes. So we can put that, because that's sort of more, you can...
That'll be much more in my face.
Yes.
That'll probably be much more manoeuvrable.
Right, okay. Well, let's reconfigure then. So if you want to take your... Yeah. So I've got my wires caught on there. That's fine, lovely. Yes. And then basically you've got some screws and you can just adjust it to however you want
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And obviously the only thing is just to watch that sort of noise, if we can. I don't know how we... I mean, if you load it up with paper, it probably won't be a... If I put those down... What have we got? Make it ate. That's what it is. It's those. There we go. Should be no noise now.
Drop that a bit more. And this is obviously much more manoeuvrable.
Absolutely. Well, that's sort of what I'm thinking. How's that?
That's fine, because I can bring that closer now.
Yeah.
And I've got two pages side by side right in front of me, closer so that I'm not straining to see it quite as much.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Okay, well, this microphone here, obviously you'd like it to stay in place, but if you need to get up or whatever, all you need to do is just literally swing it out of place. Okay, and then when you're back in, just bring it back so that it's sort of
back in front of my nose.
Yeah, and you can see where the capsule is inside the bubble anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's, you know what you're sort of aiming for.
I've sort of got a mental note of where that is in front of me.
Great stuff.
That's perfect.
Brilliant. That's excellent. Well, great. Okay. Well, I'm going to stop this audio brew now because we've got to get on with some work. We've got a 556-page book to get through.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. So we will catch up with you throughout the process. We'll probably put audio brew here in the booth with Justin at some point to hear him having a read and various other bits and pieces as well.
Thank you, Dave.
See you all later. Bye-bye.